Let me well acknowledge you. I am very pleased that already the 8th conference of the lead round of ESS is that interesting that we have that many guests here. I'm Angelica Kaplan, the director of the Institute of Philosophy and Sociology, and we are the host of the Polish edition of ESS from the very beginning. As we know, ESS is one of the most important research initiatives in Europe, including the European Union. It received René Descartes Prize in 2005 for achievements in science and in building scientific infrastructure, which is one of the very few European Union awards. So this is really a very important research project, and we still do hope that it might contribute to more rational public debate. That's actually the main purpose of this type of research and such instruments, which bring more rationality to the public debate, are now desperately needed, particularly in Europe, in which level of uncertainty and various risk levels are increasing over last years. That's why in these periods of instability and uncertainty, we need very stable and certain research instruments and research methodology based on well-standardized methods to learn more about public opinion, public attitudes, and public behaviors. ESS is not only about attitudes and not only about public opinion. This is also about how people behave in these various periods of uncertainty. And as I mentioned from the very beginning, IFIS is hosting Polish edition of ESS, and we are trying to do our best to contribute to the best quality of data received during this research endeavor. And still the response ratio and other indicators of the quality of data we are achieving in Poland are among the best within the whole network of ESS. ESS has been granted the status of European Research Infrastructure Consortium member, ERIC, and in Poland it is also very highly evaluated by administration of science, because it has been considered to be the part of the Polish road for research infrastructure, which is very important. This conference today is focused on three topics, which at the first glance they look as separated and not related to each other. The first one is about social stratification, social trust, and protest behavior. The second one is about immigration and refugees and public opinion attitude on that. And the third one is about climate change, the risks and threats related to that as public opinion, as manifested in public opinion. So as I mentioned, at the first glance, this looks as they are separated. However, I think that one of the specificity of the current European situation is that all these three are related. And the issue which relates all these three, that's what I have already mentioned, uncertainty and risks. And Europe is not any longer an island of certainty surrounded by various oceans of risks and uncertainty. Europe itself is a subject of various uncertainties. And all these three topics, which I have already mentioned, are related to that. So first, social stratification, trust, and protest behavior. This forms sort of a basis of various forms of uncertainty, various forms of people's attitudes towards the institutions, towards other people, and how this is rooted in the social position. So if we know, if you want to learn more about the current state of affairs in public opinion, in thematics related to how these uncertainties are perceived, we have to begin our study with the study of social stratification and general ideas about trust and protest behavior. So this is the reason why we start with the session related to these issues. And that's what I think could also contribute to the more rational public debate. See, this public debate is already dominated by very stereotypes and ideologically based attitudes about trust, about various forms of protest. Sometimes some of them are exaggerated, some other are not sufficiently analyzed. So that's why we really need empirical evidence to discuss on that. The second issue, this is about immigration refugees. That's again the question, even more than the first one, the question and the issue which is marked by various types of growing uncertainties. And again, public debate is here particularly biased by various ideological views, and very often this public debate is not related to any attempt to have any empirical evidence to support various positions in this ideologically biased debate. Again, here we need data. We need data to learn more about how public opinion really, and what public opinion really thinks. What are the attitudes? What's the dynamics here? And what are the differences? And here comes the very, very important feature of ESS, which is that it enables us to have comparisons both across time and across space. We will learn to what extent to what extent we even have one European identity related, or European attitude related to the question of immigration and refugees, or to what extent Europe is diversified, and according to which lines. Is this the difference? Is this a difference between old and new Europe, or this difference between so-called old EU integrated and new EU integrated countries is already blurred? Maybe other differences are more important, for example, countries which are the places of settlements of refugees and countries which are not the places of settlements of them. One of the paper we directly address the question: to what extent the public opinion in Europe is changing with regard to the immigration and refugee questions? That's again something we may learn from these presentations today. We know that it is changing. It is changing over time. Even in a case of one country, I mean my country, Poland, the attitude towards immigrants and refugees was dramatically changing in Poland over the last years. Maybe not dramatically, but sufficiently important to study this, I would say. So that's why we have to have a look on the diversity of European identity with regard to this question. And the third issue: climate change and public opinion about concerns, risks. That's one of the questions which again is very often biased by various empirically unrelated positions, mostly related to ideology and stereotypes. And if we want to rationalize this public debate, and if you want to have some suggest some solutions related to how to solve these issues related to climate, first we have to learn what really public opinion thinks on that, how this perception of risks and concerns is evolving over time, and how it differs across all European countries. And we'll have again presentation, which will be dealing with this, and we will have a discussion to this about this. These are these three main topics, which I think have a lot in common, including this issue of uncertainty. VSS is not a regular research project in that sense that it has a set of hypotheses to test. This is rather the basis for a variety of research projects, and this already happens. It is very, very frequently used. And here I would like to stress a very important characteristic feature of VSS. This data belong from the very beginning to public domain, so everybody can access. More than 115,000 people from 237 countries have already visited ESS page and have already learned. Not all of them resulted in publication of the scientific articles, but it shows that this is a research project, very specific one, which is really deeply rooted in public domain, not only formally, but it is also the part of the public discussion. So that is why we always address our conferences not only to the academic community, and that is why we are that proud and that pleased that today also we have among participants of our conference people representing various media authorities, including local authorities, NGOs, and as well as business companies. These are data we strongly encourage you, and findings we strongly encourage you to learn about, and we do hope that, as you perfectly know, the problematic of covered by ESS is very, very broad. What we cover today, these are only some illustrations. The organizers of the conference, they have chosen, I think, in a very justified way, these three topics which I was talking about before. However, these are only three topics. You can find there much, much more more data. And that's the fact that these conferences are interesting for not only for academic community, is in my opinion very optimistic. Although I'm generally rather pessimistic about the future of the quality of public debate in this country and in many other countries, I do hope that such attempts as the conferences of this kind could make some changes in the low level of rationality of public debate. So that's a small step, however I think that's an important step, and thank you very much for coming, and I wish you a very fruitful conference. Thank you very much.